Chapter 12. On Sunday morning, Wei Ying takes care of the OnlyFans admin work he wasn't able to do on Saturday because of the wedding, and Lan Zhan uses the free time to update his Revelry account with pictures of the projects he's knitted so far. He expects no accolades for this. The site has the functionality for other users to like and comment on projects, which he appreciates, while also not caring about in the slightest. Lan Zhan is documenting his knitting for his own personal satisfaction, so that, in a year, he'll be able to look back over his progress in one easy-to-view format. Thanks to Wei Ying, he has enough photos that it's an easy process, and he sits back, satisfied, when he has four perfectly lined up thumbnails in reds and blues. He has the strong feeling his projects page is going to have a very particular color scheme, unless he decides to branch out and knit gifts for people other than Wei Ying and Lan Huan. Maybe Jiang Yanli would like a scarf? Something to consider for the future. That chore completed, Lan Zhan opens an incognito window to check OnlyFans, feeling, as ever, a little bit furtive about it. He knows it's silly. Wei Ying makes porn. Lan Zhan helps sometimes. There's no reason for Lan Zhan to feel like he has to sneak around to look at the porn he helped his boyfriend make, but he's long since come to the conclusion that his brain is strange and there's only so much he can do about it. There are two photo sets that have gone up since the last time he checked, one of Wei Ying in unzipped black denim shorts and nothing else, one of Wei Ying in their porn shower, doing porn things, pornographically. He'd helped shoot the latter, since Wei Ying couldn't exactly change camera angles whilst inside the shower. He likes and comments on both, because he is supportive, and because the photos are good. And then he puts in his earbuds and scrolls up to his actual goal, the overstimulation video. Lan Zhan's vocal OnlyFans debut. "Try to be good for my dom, but he's so mean." Pleading eyes emoji, sobbing emoji, steam from nose emoji, hot sweating face emoji times three, reads the title of the post. Lan Zhan gets the video queued up, heart already racing, takes a deep breath, and presses play. The video is very good. Lan Zhan is surprised by how much he enjoys listening to himself on it, considering how terrible he always finds it to set up his voicemail and hear his stilted, "You've reached Lan Zhan" message. Maybe it has something to do with the interaction with Wei Ying, who's always been able to draw Lan Zhan out of his shell. Maybe it has slightly more to do with how watching Wei Ying fuck himself would make most experiences much more pleasant. The editing choices are perfect, alternating between the action shot close-up, a three-quarters angle, and the straight-on camera with which Wei Ying makes pleading eye contact. Every time Lan Zhan finds himself wishing he could see Wei Ying's face instead of the close-up, the camera cuts there, revealing his increasing dishevelment. By the time Wei Ying comes, crying and moaning, Lan Zhan's skin feels hot and tight, and he's very aware of his cock and every place it's touching his thigh and his briefs. He hears himself tell Wei Ying that he was good, that he liked it, and he shuts his eyes and breathes slowly, reining himself in. Lan Zhan opens the comment section on the video, noting idly that, based on the timestamps, Wei Ying actually posted this sometime the previous afternoon. It's been up long enough to collect quite a few responses. "Oh, fire wizard, oh, holy shit, who's this dom? His voice is hot as fuck." Crystal Castle. "Yelling patriarch? You have a dog now? Were you gonna tell us? Rainbow dreams. Yo, is your dom the person with the fuck-off bathtub? Do you have a live-in dom? Is this your boyfriend? XXX party bomb XXX. Sweating face emoji times 2. Eggplant emoji times 3. Sweat drops emoji times 6. Shocked face emoji. Steam emoji. Lanjian reads on, ears hopped with embarrassment and arousal. Wei Ying tells him his dom voice is hot, but that's different from seeing that multiple people on the internet agree. Other people in the comments weigh in on whether Wei Ying was, in fact, good, or if he was a brat who deserved further discipline. Some of their suggested scenarios are involved. Lanjian peruses them all, considering the merits of each, and distantly realizes that he finds this incredibly erotic, that a group of people knows about his sex life, and that he has Wei Ying, and that he gets to do things with and to Wei Ying. He'd been fairly certain he would like this when he agreed to let Wei Ying post the video with his voice. Now he knows he likes it. Lanjian is, apparently, a little bit of an exhibitionist. He sits with that knowledge for a little while, reads through all the comments again, and then lets himself explore the concept, lets himself think about doing more videos with Wei Ying. There's a whole genre of jerk-off instruction videos, where someone, usually the maker of the video, details, clearly and precisely, how the viewer should get themselves off. He thinks about making one of those with Wei Ying in the place of the viewer, telling him from off-camera exactly how to touch himself, and where, and for how long. He thinks about Wei Ying posting that video, and more people seeing it, commenting on it, and knowing how good Wei Ying is, and how well he follows Lanjian's instructions. He thinks about Wei Ying being bad instead, and punishing him, and the way viewers would react to that as well. Lanjian shivers all the way down his spine. He's leaking into his underwear. He can feel the damp patch. Interesting. Good to know. There are several options for things he could do now that he has this information, and he gives them all careful consideration. When he's come to a decision, he nods to himself, shuts his laptop, and proceeds to breathe slowly and calmly for approximately 5 minutes. His erection subsides enough that it's not awkward when he stands up, and he pads to the door of Wei Ying's studio, knocks lightly, and pokes his head in. Wei Ying asks, pulling a headphone off his ear and glancing over. The studio's in the same level of mild mess it was the previous day, so clearly he's not planning on shooting. What's up, babe?
Would you like to be tied up later?
Wei Ying drops his stylus and has to scramble to pick it back up before he kicks it into a corner. He says, higher pitched. Yeah. Yes, for sure. When?
I'll want at least 15 minutes to get set up, Lanjian says. The scenario is not particularly front-loaded with equipment. Just let me know when you're ready.
Do you need me to do anything to get ready? Wei Ying asks, because he's very smart and thoughtful, and also a professional, mostly solo porn producer, who knows exactly how much prep work some scenes require.
Lanjian thinks it over for a moment. I intend to use a plug on you, so if you need to do anything that will make you feel good about that, you should.
He narrows his eyes at Wei Ying's outfit today, assessing the body he knows lies under the hoodie and sweatpants.
If you want to wear lingerie or a harness, you may, but it is immaterial to my enjoyment. Do you want more details?
No,
Wei Ying says, tipping back in his chair with one knee splayed open, his head against the backrest, neck fully exposed. Because he knows what gets Lan Zhan going, and he exploits it like a hacker with a list of plain text passwords. I like it when you surprise me, Dianqia. He taps his stylus against his lower lip and squints at his computer. Lan Zhan wonders if he needs glasses. Lan Zhan wonders if his girlfriend has ever gotten an eye exam, and thinks he probably hasn't. I'm, like, mostly done editing this set. Well, like, 80% done. Well, maybe more like 60% done. Anyway, what I'm saying is I should probably finish it before I do anything else, or it'll take me twice as long to get back in the zone when I come back to it. How long? Lan Zhan can adjust. His plan isn't time-dependent. 45 minutes? Wei Ying guesses. Thereabouts, anyway. Lan Zhan nods. That's fine with him. Have you eaten since breakfast? Wei Ying looks guiltily at the clock on his computer, which answers Lan Zhan's question nicely. I'll bring you a snack, he says, and when Wei Ying opens his mouth to argue, adds firmly, the snack is non-negotiable. I'm only not arguing with you because you said that in your dom voice, Wei Ying says. So as far as I'm concerned, we've already started the scene. Lan Zhan says, straightening his shoulders, letting the mantle of authority roll over his skin. Then I expect Wei Ying to be good, to eat what I bring him, and to finish his editing with a minimum of wasted time. He leans in, very slightly, and watches Wei Ying sway closer. Are you going to be good for me, Wei Ying? Wei Ying's pink tongue flashes out over his lower lip, and he visibly swallows. Yes, Dianxia, he says, gone soft and dreamy around the edges. Lan Zhan gives him a long, lingering look, nods, and turns on his heel to go get the promised snack. He keeps it light, just some sliced fruit and the spicy mixed nuts and rice crackers that Wei Ying likes, the ones that they both know from experience don't leave the mouth of the eater tasting like dried onion and garlic for the rest of the day. He sets the plate by Wei Ying's elbow and drops a hand to the back of his neck, squeezing once. It's firm, fingers digging into muscle, and Wei Ying tips back into it and makes a pleased little sound in the back of his throat. Be good, Lan Zhan reminds him, and Wei Ying shoves a slice of apple in his mouth, salutes, and turns to his editing with a level of focus that usually only comes from hyperfixation. Lan Zhan pets his hair, leans down to kiss the top of his head, and leaves him to it. He considers masturbating, just to take the edge off, but what he has planned doesn't really require stamina on his part. Lan Zhan likes the edge, he's discovered. Likes being wound up for ages before he's able to act on it. He lets the anticipation simmer in his stomach as he sets up the bedroom halfway, and when that's done, he does some mundane things that need doing because it's Sunday. He gets a load of laundry going. He refills the alfalfa for the bunnies, and cleans the litter box, and preps congee toppings so their breakfasts this week are as frictionless as possible. He makes another plate of snacks, for later, and brews a thermos full of ginseng tea so it will be ready when they're done. Okay, Wei Ying says, approximately half an hour or so later, bustling out of the second bedroom with an empty snack plate and a cloud of nervous energy. I'm all done. Give me like 10 minutes. Perfect, Lan Zhan says, treating him a kiss for the plate. I'll be waiting. Wei Ying shivers visibly and heads into their bedroom, and presumably their attached bathroom, on unsteady legs. Lan Zhan clearly isn't the only one simmering with anticipation, and he allows himself a smirk about that as he washes the plate and sets it on the drying rack. He undresses and makes a guess about how much time he has available, inserting the black-ridged plug he likes before doing anything else. Wei-Ying stays safely ensconced in the bathroom for this process, which is nice because it always feels silly if Lan Zhan gets caught. There's a certain suspension of disbelief he likes to strive for when he doms, and it doesn't involve Wei-Ying watching him do the prep work. That task complete, he wipes off his hands, puts on his robe, and arranges the rest of what he thinks of as the sex misa in place. "Babe," Wei-Ying's voice comes, muffled, from behind their bathroom door. "Are you ready for me?" Lan Zhan sits at the edge of the bed, posture neat. He looks around, checks that everything's where he needs it, and takes a calming breath, heart already laboring in excitement. "Calm," he says, and doesn't smirk as he does. He'll be saying that again later. The door swings open, revealing a lot of golden skin and very little black lace. Wei-Ying has gone with a hip-length, sheer lace slip and matching underwear that leaves his truly absurd legs bare, fully on display. His hair is down, and he didn't bother with makeup, but his lips look bitten red already. Lan Zhan's dick signals its intense approval of this development. He tells it to calm down. "Hi," Wei-Ying says, scratching the back of one calf with the toes of the opposite foot. There is a hesitance to him that Lan Zhan finds a little confusing, and then it clicks that Wei-Ying usually doesn't wear actively femme lingerie in their bedroom. Lan Zhan recognizes this set, but from OnlyFans. He's never seen Wei-Ying wear it in person, and he's hit with a sudden rush of affection for his girlfriend, who's trying something new, stepping outside of his comfort zone. It makes him want to cradle Wei-Ying in his arms, to press him into the space behind his ribs that used to ache cold and empty, to keep him there forever. This is one of his weirder urges, the desire to make Wei-Ying live inside of his body, in spite of the obvious physical impossibility. Lan Zhan has come to accept it as belonging to the same category of feelings that makes Wei-Ying occasionally tell their rabbits that he wants to eat their ears. They're both weird. It's fine. "Hello," he says, instead of vocalizing any of that, and also instead of immediately taking a disciplinarian role. He reaches out a hand, palm up, and Wei-Ying crosses the room to take it. There's a little tremor in his fingers, barely there, and Lan Zhan rubs his thumb over his knuckles and tugs Wei-Ying down until he's in Lan Zhan's lap, straddling his hips, head tucked into his neck. "I like this," he says, hand smoothing over the lace, feeling the heat of Wei-Ying's skin under the thin fabric. "Did you pick it out with me in mind?" "Yes," Wei-Ying says, low, his hands clutching at the back of Lan Zhan's robe, under his shoulder blades. He takes a breath, not quite smooth, and adds, "But it was for me, too." His fingers flex. "I thought I looked pretty in it."
"You do,"
Lan Zhan reassures him, one hand sweeping up and down his back, the other running over his thigh, up under the hem of the slip, to tease at the bare skin above the waistband of the underwear.
"You look so pretty."
He kisses Wei-Ying's ear, the edge of his jaw, nudging at his cheek until he gets the picture and tips his head up for a proper kiss. Lan Zhan sucks that lush lower lip into his mouth and nips at it.
"You're such a pretty girl," he tells Wei-Ying. "The prettiest."
Wei-Ying blushes, hard, and, predictably, tries to hide his face. Lan Zhan doesn't let him, chasing his mouth for more kisses.
"Thank you for wearing this for me," he says, both hands under the slip. Fingers spread across the curves of Wei Ying's ass, spreading his cheeks in a little bit of suggestion.
"I like it very much."
Wei Ying makes an embarrassed noise, and Lan Zhan digs his fingers in as a light punishment.
"I just gave you a compliment," he says, voice dangerous. "Be polite."
"You're welcome," Wei Ying manages,
squirming in his lap, the movement reminding Lan Zhan in a jolt that he's wearing a plug, as it shifts just right and makes his hard cock twitch.
"I'm glad you like it, Dian Qia."
"Good," Lan Zhan tells him, relaxing his grip, letting his fingers drift closer to each other and further down the curve of Wei Ying's body.
"What are you?"
Wei Ying starts, squirming again, involuntary, trying to get Lan Zhan's touch where he wants it.
"Pretty?"
"Good." Lan Zhan kisses him as a reward.
"What else?"
"A girl?"
Wei Ying tries, voice weak.
"Good."
Another kiss.
"Whose are you?"
Wei Ying's pupils dilate all at once, pink tongue flicking out over flushed lips.
"Yours,"
he breathes, without hesitation.
"All yours, Dian Qia."
"Good girl,"
Lan Zhan tells him, and kisses him hard and deep, leaning forward to force Wei Ying into an arch, his girlfriend's arms scrambling to wrap around Lan Zhan's neck so he won't fall. He makes noises into the kiss, noises that Lan Zhan swallows down greedily, like they're going to sustain him for the rest of the winter. He kisses him until he can feel the way Wei Ying is panting for breath through his nose, then pulls away by inches, leaving them entwined and sharing air.
"On your knees,"
he orders, gently, and holds Wei Ying up as he slithers off the side of the bed to pool near bonelessly on the rug. Wei Ying settles back over his heels, sways, and centers himself. His eyes tip up at Lan Zhan. For a moment, Lan Zhan wishes he'd brought Wei Ying's camera in with them, because Wei Ying is debauched and flushed, the strap on the slip threatening to fall off his shoulder, all golden skin and black lace against the soft gray of the rug. He wants to immortalize this image forever, so he can pull it out of the cracks of his heart and look at it whenever he wants. He looks and looks, trying to memorize it, and cups Wei Ying's jaw, thumb teasing over the heat of his swollen mouth.
"Beautiful," he says,
and presses the tip of his thumb between those wet lips before Wei Ying can react to the compliment, settles it against one lower canine. Wei Ying sucks on it obediently, flicking it with his tongue, eyes half shut in dreamy pleasure. Lan Zhan lets him, watches his face go blank and blissful. He could stay here all day, frankly, but he has other intentions for how he wants this to go, so with some reluctance he takes his hand back. Wei Ying whines, swaying after it, and then blinks up at Lan Zhan, drops his eyes down to the black and red leather collar in his hands, and snaps his gaze back up so quickly it's a miracle he doesn't throw out his neck, all the sleepy satisfaction replaced with surprise and excitement. Lan Zhan buckles the collar into place, fingers brushing against Wei Ying's flushed neck. And when it's on properly, he drags his hand along the edge of the leather to the leather tassel he already attached to the ring. He gives it a sharp tug to Wei Ying's pleased, "Ah!" and full-bodied shiver. Lan Zhan allows himself a moment of smugness and turns his attention to the wrist cuffs. Wei Ying offers up each arm without complaint, though he does blink in mild confusion when Lan Zhan clips a 6-inch leather strap between them, rather than attaching them to each other or to the collar. He visibly decides not to ask about it, instead turning his face back up to Lan Zhan's to wait, somewhat patiently, for whatever comes next.
Up.
Lan Zhan curls a finger around the leather strap, tugging, and Wei Ying follows him up to standing, and then crawls onto the bed at Lan Zhan's wordless direction. Lan Zhan stills him with hands on his hips, Wei Ying on all fours, and pushes the hem of the slip up until it drapes at his lower back. With the same slow movement, he hooks his fingers into the waistband of the lace underwear and tugs those down, leaving them in the crease where Wei Ying's ass meets the back of his thighs.
Pretty, he says, low, palming the curves, kneading the muscle.
Wei Ying shivers and pushes back into the touch, and Lan Zhan digs his nails in, silent reproach. Wei Ying tenses and relaxes, his exhale shaky, and when he stops trying for more, Lan Zhan pets the dented skin with one hand and runs his nails up and down the arch of his spine with the other. He doesn't go hard enough to break skin, or even hard enough to really hurt, but he does leave 4 red lines behind with each pass, Wei Ying's blood rising up to meet him. When Wei Ying's head hangs limply, and his thighs are shaking with the effort of staying still, Lan Zhan palms his hips again, drops a kiss between the dimples on his low back.
Stay.
Yes, Diancha, Wei Ying breathes, muscles clenching and releasing, the position leaving him bare to Lan Zhan's gaze. He seems empty, Lan Zhan muses, as he finds the purple vibrating plug and smears lube on it. He seems like he wants something. Lan Zhan's fairly certain he knows what, given the way he keeps twitching every time Lan Zhan's hands so much as brush against his skin.
Relax, he orders, spreading his hand out over as much of Wei Ying's ass as he can,
using it to pin him in place as he teases the tip of the slick plug over his hole. Like this, he can feel it when Wei Ying inhales, deep, feel the movement of the air as he lets it out slow. He can feel the interplay of muscles of Wei Ying's glutes and lower back and upper thighs, and he can feel when Wei Ying is ready. He presses the plug in, teases him with it, fucks it past the bulge, and then tugs it back out, forcing Wei Ying's rim to stretch around it. Wei Ying whines and jerks, muscles twitching in a way he clearly doesn't mean to be doing, but he does his best to stay still and let Lan Zhan have his way with him.
Fuck!
Wei Ying gasps, when Lan Zhan manages a slightly different angle the next time he pushes the plug in, one that has Wei Ying clenching around it hard enough that the base almost slips out of Lan Zhan's fingers.
I'm gonna... Diancia, please, you gotta stop, or you gotta give me permission.
Lan Zhan fucks the plug in again, at the same angle, and Wei Ying's strangled whine goes straight to his dick.
Sensitive today.
I can't help it, Wei Ying says, ragged, head hanging limply.
You're just fuck what you do to me.
He shudders, clenching again, the rim of his hole wet with lube and slightly swollen with friction.
I can't, Tianxia, please!
Lan Zhan makes a dismissive noise, fucks him with the plug twice more, and then finally releases it. Wei Ying's body tightens around it, pulling it flush against his skin. He groans as it settles inside him.
We can move on if you can't handle it, Lan Zhan tells him, intentionally mean,
and pushes on the base of the plug with his thumb.
Hard.
Oh! Wei Ying gasps, the sound forced out of him.
Oh,
Yes, whatever you want, Tianxia. He drops to his elbows and tries to spread his legs wider, struggling against the underwear still tight around his thighs. I'm yours, he says, like it's a prayer. I'm all yours, whatever you want.
I know. Lan Zhan makes his voice cold and condescending, thumb still rocking the plug into Wei Ying's ass. And when Wei Ying, predictably, shudders with pure horny energy, Lan Zhan shoves his hand between Wei Ying's thighs, forcing them further apart, and fists his wet cock where it's still trapped between the lace and his skin.
Fuck, Wei Ying says into the sheets.
His dick twitches against Lan Zhan's palm, so Lan Zhan deliberately doesn't do anything. He just stands there and holds it, while Wei Ying makes an array of increasingly desperate sounds, then finally twists around to look over his shoulder at Lan Zhan.
You gonna do anything with that?
He asks, his bitten lips curling up into a smirk, a challenge. Or are you just gonna stand around with your hand in my pants until we... They never find out how Wei Ying was planning on ending that sentence, because Lan Zhan slaps his ass with his free hand, the sound cracking through the room like a sexy thunderclap. His voice breaks off into a wordless, wanting sound, his dick leaking over Lan Zhan's fingers with another twitch.
Were you saying something?
Lan Zhan asks, externally bored, internally clenching and releasing around his own plug in time with his breaths.
Yeah, I was, Wei Ying manages, blinking hard through the haze of endorphins that Lan Zhan knows is already trying to drag him down and make him lazy and sweet.
I was saying that maybe you should do something with my dick before we both die of starvation.
Lan Zhan slaps him again, over the first handprint, the motion of it rocking Wei Ying into his hand a little.
You just had a snack, Lan Zhan points out. We would be more likely to die of thirst than of starvation.
You're a pedantic asshole,
Wei Ying says, far too breathless for it to be actually insulting, and gets spanked again for his trouble, on the other ass cheek this time. The logistics of these are always a bit challenging, but they've had enough practice that Lan Zhan can land the hit well, even cross-body. He groans into the mattress, trying to fuck into Lan Zhan's hand. Lan Zhan grabs him by the hip and holds him still.
I thought you were going to be good for me today, he says, with an edge of threat,
squeezing Wei Ying's cock just on the edge of too hard. It only encourages his girlfriend, as expected, Wei Ying whining and squirming, trying to get more or to escape, or something like both.
Maybe I lied,
Wei Ying pants, twisting to look at Lan Zhan again. His eyes are wide and dark, his mouth sarcastic.
Maybe you should make me.
Mark your words,
Lan Zhan warns him, and lays into him in earnest. Wei Ying's ass goes pink under his strikes, then red, each hit landing with enough power that Wei Ying gets just a little bit of movement on his dick, thrusts that shift him by bare millimeters. It's enough to make him moan and swear and leak, alternating between shit-talking Lan Zhan to spur him on, panting, open-mouthed, into the mattress.
God,
he groans, legs shaking, breath hitching, his cock a hard, angry, hot line in Lan Zhan's grip.
Fuck, Tianxia, it's so good, don't stop.
Lan Zhan, obviously, stops, adjusting the momentum of his hand in mid-strike, so it lands as a gentle caress, petting over the swollen, tender skin so gently it makes Wei Ying moan again.
No, he whines, wiggling a little. No, what are you doing?
Whatever I want,
Lan Zhan says,
leaning down to mouth lightly over the angry red marks he's left. It burns against his lips, the physical evidence of what they've done, and Lan Zhan nips at one cheek. Wei Ying jerks, half-kicks one of his legs back into Lan Zhan's knee, and giggles.
Sorry,
he says on his next breath, before Lan Zhan can provide any feedback or discipline.
Tickled, sorry.
Wei Ying inhales carefully and settles himself back in place, elbows down, ass up. Lan Zhan gives him a little squeeze and a stroke, as a reward and slight apology. He hadn't actually meant that to tickle, so he leans over to the curve of Wei Ying's hip and bites there, properly, like he means to leave a mark. Wei Ying sighs into it from the bottom of his lungs, and drops his head to rest on the bed between his bound hands.
Yeah, he says, dreamy. Yeah, okay, Tianxia.
Lan Zhan tightens his jaw until Wei Ying squeaks and tries, ineffectually, to get away. Then he releases the bite and licks the indent of his teeth.
Have you had enough?
He asks, into the valley of Wei Ying's lower back, one hand still on his cock, the other scraping fingernails over the sensitive red skin of his ass.
Have you learned your lesson?
He digs his fingernails in.
Are you going to be good?
Yes, Tianxia,
Wei Ying gets out between whimpers.
I'll be good for you, I swear, please.
Lan Zhan gentles his fingernails and stands up.
We'll see.
He punctuates this with one more slap, just hard enough to be loud. While Wei Ying gasps, he extricates his hand from between his thighs and tugs the lace underwear back into place, scraping it over the sensitive, reddened skin as he does. He takes a moment to admire the view, hands spanning Wei Ying's hips, and then he tightens his grip and bodily throws his girlfriend further up the bed. Wei Ying lands in a sprawl of limbs and lace, letting out a surprised oof. He rolls over onto his back, awkwardly propping himself up on one elbow and shaking his hair out of his face.
So aggressive, Tianxia,
he teases, breathless, the slip hiked up around his waist, erection fully visible through the sheer underwear.
Just can't wait to have your wicked way with me.
You'll be the one waiting, Lan Zhan says, evenly. Back against the headboard.
Wei Ying scrambles to obey, army crawling up the bed, and flipping around to settle in the spread towel against the pillows. He watches expectantly as Lan Zhan opens his laptop and sets it on the bed within arm distance, and then his face turns disappointed as Lan Zhan walks around the side and starts to crawl closer.
Don't I get to see you, Tianxia?
He asks, and then, remembering himself,
may I please see you, Tianxia?
No,
Lan Zhan says, firmly. He shifts Wei Ying forward, ignoring his whine, and slides into the space behind him, back supported by the pillow mountain. When he's satisfied with the arrangement and checks that Wei Ying won't get an eyeful in the mirror, he shrugs out of his robe, tosses it aside, and yanks Wei Ying into his lap by the hips. The movement grinds Lan Zhan's dick into the curve of Wei Ying's ass, and Wei Ying moans, immediately trying to rock back against him for more contact. Lan Zhan hisses between his teeth and yanks harder, fingers biting into the creases where Wei Ying's hips meet his thighs, pinning him in place.
No,
he says again, in order this time.
Be good and hold still.
Wei Ying whimpers, a warm, tense line all down Lan Zhan's front. And once again, he exhales and deliberately relaxes.
I'm trying,
he whines, with a put-upon aura.
You're making it so hard for me, Tianxia.
You're the one making things hard,
Lan Zhan says, and rolls his dick against Wei Ying's ass, smearing pre-cum on his lace underwear and lower back. Wei Ying's breath stutters, his shoulders shaking, and Lan Zhan takes advantage of the distraction to grab the leather strap between the cuffs and pull it up and back, over Wei Ying's head, over Lan Zhan's head, until Wei Ying's arms are trapped, elbows wide, wrists on either side of Lan Zhan's neck. It leaves Wei Ying helpless, and Lan Zhan with his hands free to do whatever he wants. So he starts by tracking down the remote for the plug Wei Ying is wearing, and turning it on to the first setting. Oh! Wei Ying jumps, wiggles, tips his head back into Lan Zhan's shoulder. Thank you, Tianxia, he says, lips brushing Lan Zhan's neck. That feels so nice. He draws his legs together, probably trying to get friction on his dick by squeezing against his thighs. That's not part of the plan, though, so Lan Zhan grabs his legs, forces them back apart, and then wraps his calves over Wei Ying's knees, pinning him there, open and exposed and entirely at Lan Zhan's mercy. Wei Ying complains wordlessly, struggling against the pin, and Lan Zhan grabs his hips again with bruising force. No, Lan Zhan says, directly into Wei Ying's ear. I told you to hold still.
Whose fault is it that I can't?
Wei Ying snaps, a little too breathy to be effectively bratty. Lan Zhan slaps his inner thigh anyway, and while Wei Ying is still recovering from that, leans forward toward the laptop. This forces Wei Ying into a straddle stretch, which makes him moan again, folded up with Lan Zhan all around him. They've learned that Wei Ying likes to be pushed into slightly too deep stretches, which sometimes makes morning yoga fraught. Lan Zhan knows Wei Ying's hips aren't warmed up, so he's careful about the amount of pressure he's imparting as he reaches past his moaning boyfriend to hit the spacebar on the laptop. The screen wakes up, the video still queued, and he hits space again to start it playing. Hey, Wei Ying says on screen, over the sound of mellow electronica. I'm gonna be very good for you today. The Wei Ying in Lan Zhan's arms freezes, breath stuttering as Lan Zhan drags him back upright. That's what you want, right? The laptop continues. You want to watch me be good for you?
What?
Wei Ying starts, shivering.
What's this, Tianxia?
It's you, Lan Zhan tells him, running his hands up and down Wei Ying's trapped thighs,
all the way up to where they meet, but never quite touching his dick.
It's you being good for me, where people can see it.
He bites Wei Ying's ear, flicking his tongue against the hoops there, and adds,
Have you seen what people are saying about you?
He digs his nails into Wei Ying's inner thighs, almost where they meet his ass, the skin soft and tender.
About us?
No,
Wei Ying says, muscles twitching under Lan Zhan's grip.
No, I haven't. I didn't.
He swallows, audibly, going limp, arms hanging heavy from the strap around the back of Lan Zhan's neck.
What are they saying, Tianxia?
He asks, barely above a whisper. Lan Zhan gentles his touch, trails his fingernails across Wei Ying's skin.
Some of them are talking about how hot you are, he rumbles, knowing Wei Ying can feel the vibrations of his chest. They're saying the things they'd do to you if you were theirs.
He stills his hands.
You're not theirs.
No, Wei Ying agrees immediately. I'm yours, Tianxia. Only yours.
Lan Zhan bites his neck as a reward, hands dragging up Wei Ying's legs to slide under the hem of the slip.
Mine, he says,
hand splayed across Wei Ying's abs, where he can feel the uneven rhythm of his breathing.
Yours,
Weiying says, reflexive, and when he angles his head for a kiss, Lan Zhan indulges them, even though the angle is awkward.
What else are they saying, Dian Qia?
He asks, when his mouth is free, eyes drifting to Lan Zhan's reflection in their closet mirrors.
Watch,
Lan Zhan corrects, taking one hand out from under the slip to catch Wei Ying's chin and angle it back at the laptop. When Wei Ying obeys, cheeks flushing even redder, he goes back to his slow exploration, hands moving under sheer lace.
Some of them are asking about me,
he continues in that low rumble, palms on Wei Ying's ribcage now.
They're asking about your dom. They want to know who I am. They want to know if you live with me. They want to know if I'm your boyfriend.
What?
Wei Ying murmurs, writhing just a little. Not enough for it to really be disobedience, but just because he can never hold fully still.
What do you think I should tell them, Dian Xia?
Nothing,
Lan Zhan says, pausing with his hands just below Wei Ying's pecs.
They don't deserve to know. All they need to know.
He moves his hands up, cupping skin, fingers teasing Wei Ying's nipples.
Is that you're mine?
Yours.
It's like a call and response. Marco Polo, but without the weird colonialism. The way Wei Ying agrees instantly. Like his brain doesn't even need to process the question.
You're not for them,
Wei Ying says. Vehemently. They only get as much of you as I decide they get.
You're not in charge here,
Wu Lan Zhan reminds him, pinching lightly. Wei Ying hisses between his teeth, tipping his head back into Lan Zhan's shoulder.
Watch,
Lan Zhan orders him again, and Wei Ying drags his attention back to the computer, where his digital self is riding a vibrating dildo and begging to come. Lan Zhan stays quiet until Wei Ying starts to squirm again, strung taut like a guqin string, and then he moves his hands, circling around Wei Ying's nipples sometimes, cupping over his pecs, running down his ribs.
Some of them think I went too easy on you,
he says, conversationally, and punctuates his statement by dragging his teeth along Wei Ying's neck, above the collar.
Oh,
Wei Ying asks, on a breath. He keeps his eyes on the screen, and Lan Zhan feels him shudder as Lan Zhan's disembodied voice orders him onto the next toy. He's being very good, so Lan Zhan lets one hand drift down to cup his dick through the lace. He can sense how much Wei Ying wants to rock into it, how much he wants the pressure, and when Wei Ying obviously struggles to hold himself still and manages it, Lan Zhan is genuinely impressed. Wei Ying is being very, very good. Lan Zhan slides his hand under the waistband of the lace, tugs it down till he can tuck it behind Wei Ying's balls, and takes his wet cock back in hand.
Fuck!
Wei Ying squeaks, and after a breath,
what are they saying, Dian Qia?
They think you're a brat,
he says, stroking Wei Ying's dick and his nipple at the same slow tempo.
They think you were disobedient. They think you needed to be punished.
As if on cue, the Wei Ying on screen talks back to the off-screen Lan Zhan. Wei Ying swallows and meets Lan Zhan's eyes in the mirrored doors of their closet, face and dick both flushed dark.
What do you think, Dian Qia?
He asks, voice trembling.
I think they're right,
Lan Zhan growls, and he tightens his hand on Wei Ying's erection and slaps him on the inner thigh with the other. Wei Ying's hands yank against his restraints as he tries to muffle his yelp in his upper arm. Lan Zhan smacks him again.
Watch, he orders, voice cold. I don't want to have to tell you again.
Sorry, Dian Qia,
Wei Ying whispers, trembling against Lanjian in every place they're pressed together. On screen, he's fucking himself with the second largest dildo, teary-eyed and pleading. In their mirror, he's splayed open, cock in Lanjian's fist, teary-eyed and pleading. It's perfect. Lanjian bites the crook of his neck, holds him tight, and rots against the curve of Wei Ying's ass, wet and filthy. Every time he settles his weight, it rocks the plug inside him, and he grinds hard, punishingly so, as Wei Ying struggles in his grasp to give more, to get more, to try and make Lanjian lose control. It's a valiant effort, but futile, and Lanjian stills them both and grabs the tassel on Wei Ying's collar, pulling it tight against the back of his neck, at the same time that he pushes on Wei Ying's collarbone to pin him in place. "You're whiny," he growls, pumping his fist along Wei Ying's cock, glacially slow. "Needy. You complain that I won't give you what you want, and then you complain when I do. Release hand. Slap thigh. Grab cock again." Lanjian does it in one sharp movement. Wei Ying chokes on a sob. "You bait me," he continues, inexorable. "You disobey on purpose when you know you should be good." Another slap, another tug on the tassel, another sob Wei Ying struggles to keep behind his teeth. "You're a brat, aren't you?"
"I'm sorry,"
Wei Ying begs, watching himself slowly take the largest dildo.
"I'm sorry, Tianqia. I'm bad. I'm sorry."
Lanjian slaps him again, then pins him with a hand on his hip, and drops the collar to fumble, somewhat gracefully, around for the remote. He bumps Wei Ying's plug up two more settings, fucking semi-absently against his ass, and refocuses his attention on his whimpering girlfriend and the desperate little grinds he's trying to make against the mattress to get pressure on the plug. That's cute. Lanjian gets both hands in the creases of his thighs and squeezes hard until he can't move.
"You're not paying attention," he says, coolly, and bites Wei Ying's deltoid for good measure. "I said you were a brat," he rumbles in Wei Ying's ear,
trailing a knuckle up the underside of his hot, leaking cock.
"I didn't say I didn't like it."
Lanjian wraps his hand around the smooth, soft-slash-hard length of Wei Ying's dick, and immediately moves into a hard, fast tempo, jacking him off with purpose.
"Oh my god!"
Wei Ying whisper screams, turning his face into Lanjian's neck, and then, before he can be corrected, forcing his eyes back to the screen to watch himself bounce messily on silicone, vibe on his dick.
"Tianqia, fuck, but I'm bad," his voice cracks. You said I was bad when I should be good."
"I did,"
Lanjian agrees, and slaps Wei Ying's thigh to his anguished hiss. He takes a quick look down at Wei Ying's body, just to check, and the insides of his thighs are flushed and blood-hot to the touch. But there's no visible bruising, and he hasn't even reached that red-mottled, slightly rashy state that sometimes accompanies their impact play. Good. This is more about words than actions.
"You're bad because you know I like it,"
he says, with another slap.
"You antagonize me because you want me to have an excuse to hurt you."
The impact of skin on skin vibrates through the room, mingling with Wei Ying's moaning both on screen and off.
"You're a brat," he hisses in Wei Ying's ear, "because you know I enjoy it."
"Oh god,"
Wei Ying gasps, shaking, arms yanking at the restraints, metal clacking against metal.
"Fuck, Tianqia, I'm gonna come. Can I come yet?"
"No,"
Lanjian says, squeezing the base of Wei Ying's dick and feeling it jerk in his hand.
"You can't come until I'm done."
Wei Ying makes a weak sound that Lanjian chooses to interpret as assent. So Lanjian smacks him on one oversensitive thigh
and gets his hand back under the slip. Weying's skin is sweat slick when Lan Zhan palms his pack again. He teases his peaked nipples with rough fingers. When he's sure Weying's orgasm has been properly denied, he fists his boyfriend's dick again and goes back to the same too-fast pace. "You're so wet for me," he tells Weying, letting his voice go rough. "You get so wet for me when I'm mean." This is true. Lan Zhan had expected to need lube for this, but Wei Ying's body is happily providing its own.
"I don't," Wei Ying shakes his head, almost thrashing. "I don't, that's not..."
"It is," Lan Zhan says, implacably. "You pretend to be bratty and disobedient, but I know the truth." He bites Wei Ying's neck, under his ear, like he can eat the answering shudder. "The truth is, you're good," he growls, speeding his hand, tugging at one of Wei Ying's tender nipples. "You're perfect. Everything you do because you know I like it. You do it for me."
"No," Wei Ying protests weakly, through tears. "I'm not. I'm bad. I'm...
His voice hitches, face crumpling in the mirror. Lan Zhan pets across his chest soothingly and kisses the edge of his jaw, tasting salt.
"Green,"
Wei Ying whispers, before Lan Zhan can ask, and Lan Zhan kisses him again and goes back to his teasing.
"You're exactly what I want," Lan Zhan tells him,
letting his hips start to rock, slow, sweet grinds against Wei Ying's body.
"You're beautiful," he continues, directly into Wei Ying's ear, where he can't possibly escape the praise. "You're perfect for me. You're so good, Wei Ying."
"Please,"
Wei Ying begs, his joints locking up and then releasing, over and over.
"Please, Dianchit, please, please."
Lan Zhan can feel him hyperventilating, even in the mirror, half covered by sheer lace. His abs are visibly trembling. He's a sweaty mess, crying, lips bruised red to match his cock and inner thighs.
"He's so fucking gorgeous. Lan Zhan should have been taking video."
"I love you," he tells Wei Ying,
sliding his hand up under the neckline of the slip to grab his chin and force him to make eye contact in the mirror.
"I love you, Wei Ying," he says, their faces pressed together. "I love you when you're being a brat. I love you because you're a brat. I love all of you. You're perfect."
"You don't mean that,"
Wei Ying says, voice shattered, somewhere between hopeful and despairing. His body hitches in a sob, legs struggling against Lan Zhan's pin, his cock twitching and leaking again. It's running down over Lan Zhan's fingers to soak into dark hair and black lace. Lan Zhan wants to lick him clean.
"I don't say things I don't mean,"
Lan Zhan says, low, dark.
"Not to you."
He kisses the corner of Wei Ying's slack mouth, tightens his hand on the upstroke.
"You're good," he says. "Say it."
"I'm..."
Wei Ying wets his lips and whines. Lan Zhan drops his hand to the collar and tugs the tassel again.
"I'm good,"
Wei Ying chokes out, his tears trickling down Lan Zhan's face, where it's pressed to his.
"I love you. Say it."
Lan Zhan rubs his thumb under the head of Wei Ying's dick, feeling him twitch with his whole body.
"You love me,"
Wei Ying repeats, voice cracking.
"Please, Tianxia."
"One more, sweetheart,"
Lan Zhan says, softly, kissing his jaw again.
"You can do one more for me, can't you?"
Wei Ying squeezes his eyes shut, nods, and tips his head into Lan Zhan's cheek.
"You're perfect," Lan Zhan tells him, hand still moving,
wringing pre-cum out of Wei Ying's cock, as Lan Zhan grinds against his ass.
Say it.
I'm...
Wei Ying starts, takes a shuddering breath, and forces out.
Imperfect.
It comes out broken, barely audible, and Lan Zhan is so ferociously, furiously proud, he thinks he might fly apart.
Good boy, he says, tugging the collar again. Good girl, Wei Ying.
He glances at the screen, where Wei Ying has just gotten the cock ring off.
Perfect. You've been so good, sweetheart, he says, into Wei Ying's skin. You can come now.
Oh,
Wei Ying says, his exhale full of claws.
Oh, Tianxia, Lan Zhan.
Lan Zhan twists his hand, thumbing right under the head of Wei Ying's dark, angry cock, and wraps an arm around his chest to pin him down as he chokes, jerks, and comes. Wei Ying's cock spasms, and he fights involuntarily against Lan Zhan's hold, his orgasm rolling through him like a thunderstorm. His cum is blood hot, running down his cock, over Lan Zhan's hand, staining the lace of the slip and the towel underneath it, and Wei Ying's thighs. The sounds he makes go straight to Lan Zhan's dick, where it's pressed against lace and skin, shattered half-words moaned out between sobs. It mixes with the sounds of the video, where Wei Ying is also coming and sobbing, and Lan Zhan finally snaps. He drags the strap between the restraints over his head, releases Wei Ying's legs from the pin he's had them in since they got on the bed, and rolls him to the side until he sprawls limply on his stomach. Lan Zhan straddles his ass, fists his dick with his wet hand, and pins Wei Ying's head into the mattress with the other, as he jerks himself off with Wei Ying's cum.
They don't get to have this,
he tells Wei Ying, feeling wild, undone.
They don't get to know why you're so good for me.
Lan Zhan clenches around the plug in time with his hand, rocking it against his prostate beautifully.
They don't get to know how much I love you,
he rasps, leaning lower so he can say it directly into Wei Ying's ear.
That's for you. That's only for you.
Yours, Wei Ying cries into the sheets. Yours, all yours, Dianxia.
I'm going to come all over you, Lan Zhan warns him, sweating, skin prickling, an inexorable pressure building behind his belly button.
He fists his hand tighter in Wei Ying's hair and turns his head to the side so he can see more of his face.
I'm going to fuck up this pretty little slip you wore for me. I'm going to ruin it.
Do it, Wei Ying begs. Fuck it up, fuck me up. Come on me, Dianxia, please.
Perfect,
Lan Zhan growls in his ear. He fucks his fist and clenches around the plug, and takes one more burning breath and comes. The first spurt covers the slip from Wei Ying's hips up to his shoulder blades, white against black. Lan Zhan keeps going, just enough self-control left for him to be capable of aiming. He's going to cover Wei Ying, mark him, own him. His conscious mind shuts down, his orgasm leaving him a feral, burning thing, pleasure licking up his spine and over his skin and hot through his veins. When he's done, gasping and trembling and wrung out in more ways than one, he's honestly impressed with his handiwork. It's a mess. He remembered to get cum on Wei Ying's perfect ass, he notes hazily. Good. He'd been looking forward to seeing that, and it's just as hot as he'd hoped. Wei Ying shudders and jolts, which reminds him that the plug is still on, and wipes off his hand on the towel, finds the remote next to Wei Ying's right knee, and switches it off.
Shh,
he tells Wei Ying, climbing unevenly off his body to sprawl half on his side. He releases the hold he has on his hair, gentles his touch, and finger combs out the tangles, scritching his undercut,
tucking Wei Ying's head into his chest as Wei Ying curls toward him, bound hands curled at his sternum. "Sweetheart," he murmurs into Wei Ying's hair, letting him cry into his chest. "You were perfect. I was perfect. I love you." Wei Ying cries himself quiet in a few more minutes, going still and half-conscious under Lan Zhan's hand, and only then does Lan Zhan carefully extricate himself from their huddle. He kisses Wei Ying's forehead, struggles up onto his knees, and, after blinking through a moment where he goes a little lightheaded, finds the tissues. Before he does anything else, Lan Zhan unlocks his phone and takes some pictures of the destruction he has wrought, Wei Ying slack and wrecked and very, very fucked out. The pictures are very good, and he gets distracted for half a minute looking through them, the close-ups of lace and skin and sex. And then he remembers he had other things he needed to do, and he drags his horny brain back on track. Cleanup. Aftercare. He likes both of these things. He needs to do them. Lan Zhan takes Wei Ying's restraints off, eases both plugs out, peels the very, very in need of laundering lingerie off Wei Ying, and gets the clothes and toys in the sink to soak. He'll wash it all properly later, when Wei Ying is capable of speech. Clean toys aren't what Wei Ying needs right now. He needs care and affection and whispered praise with every swipe of a tissue or wet wipe, soothing caresses over still tender skin. When he's cleaned the worst of the mess off his boyfriend, he bundles him under the blankets, pressing kisses to his forehead and nose and cheek, then retrieves the snacks and tea from the kitchen. He shuts the neglected laptop and gets it off the bed before he climbs in. Lan Zhan pulls Wei Ying into his arms, where he always belongs, and sighs into his hair.
"Love you," he tells Wei Ying,
who responds by smearing his cheek against Lan Zhan's peck and maybe making a pleased huffing sound. He might also be actually falling asleep. Sometimes the noises he makes are similar in both situations. Lan Zhan loves him both ways, anyway, every way, and he kisses Wei Ying's salt-sweat temple and tells him so. He pets over every inch of Wei Ying's body that he can reach, murmuring compliments, tells him how good he was and how much Lan Zhan liked it. Wei Ying's gone deep today, and he can't even manage to argue or try to squirm away from the praise. They end up spooned together, Wei Ying's back pressed to Lan Zhan's chest, his head pillowed on Lan Zhan's lower arm, while Lan Zhan pets his chest and stomach with his free hand. It's like their earlier position, but gentler, softer, and it's here where Wei Ying makes one tiny snore and surprises himself back to consciousness.
"Lan Zhan," he murmurs, blinking hazily,
rolling around in Lan Zhan's embrace to try to find him, as though he'd be half-napping on anyone else's arm. He's like a cat, Lan Zhan thinks, not for the first time. Lan Zhan likes it when Wei Ying is sleepy and vulnerable and soft around the edges. For all his filthy talk earlier during the scene, this is the part he's actually protective of, the part he's determined no one gets to see or share. This Wei Ying is for him to have and protect and shelter. This drowsy kitten who has definitely drooled on Lan Zhan's arm. Gross. Lan Zhan loves him. "I'm here," he says, low, hand pressed to Wei Ying's belly. He kisses the back of Wei Ying's neck and nuzzles his undercut.
"How are you feeling?"
"Good," Wei Ying mumbles, after a moment.
"Sore."
"Good."
He smacks his lips a little, radiating the kind of careful consideration Bi Chen does when she's about to make an ill-advised jump.
"Thirsty?" Lan Zhan kisses the back of his neck again.
Do you think you can sit up?
Maybe, Wei Ying complains. Lan Zhan gathers him close and levers them both somewhat closer to upright against a pile of pillows, where they recline in the very picture of indolent luxury. Lan Zhan imagines the title of the painting, something like Two Men Relaxing After a Long Day, and then the following three paragraphs waxing on about how it's impossible to judge historical paintings by modern standards, and there's simply no way to say for sure if the two men, naked in bed together, one with his neck covered in love bites, are gay for each other, as Wei Ying would put it. He smiles to himself as he pours tea from the thermos into a cup, making a note to tell Wei Ying about that later. He'd find it funny when he has the brain capacity for humor. Right now, Wei Ying has the brain capacity for drinking his own cup of tea without assistance, and only barely.
Did you mean it?
Wei Ying asks, the cup clutched close with both hands, and Lan Zhan startles at the intensity in his voice, even half-slurred. Wei Ying's face is crumpled, every emotion fighting its way to the surface, more open and honest than maybe Lan Zhan's ever seen it, other than that day after the farm where the truth came out. He's staring determinedly and glassily into the tea, mouth tight. Lan Zhan's heart plummets into his guts in sudden worry.
What part? Lan Zhan asks, instinctively pulling him closer. He's shivering, just a little, and Lan Zhan tugs the blankets up, tucks him in. Is he dropping? Did Lan Zhan push him too far today?
The part, Wei Ying starts, pauses, swallows, and tries again. The part where you said you like me, even when I'm a brat. His voice cracks on the last word, his body curling up instinctively to protect his soft underbelly, as though that would act as armor for his emotional vulnerabilities as well. Han Zhan's heart climbs back into his throat, and then drops into his guts again, a roller coaster of realization.
Oh. Oh.
Yes, Lan Zhan says, fervent, tugging the mug out of Wei Ying's weak grip and setting it safely aside.
He pulls Wei Ying into his lap, arms around him in a tight circle.
I mean it. He kisses his girlfriend's temple and adds, I meant it when I said I love you because you're a brat, too.
Oh, Wei Ying says, tremulous, and then, fuck,
and then he buries his face in Lan Zhan's neck, hot tears trickling down Lan Zhan's collarbone.
Wei Ying?
Lan Zhan asks, mildly alarmed. He cradles the back of his skull, hand spanning as much as he can, a warm weight against the muscles of Wei Ying's neck, where Lan Zhan knows from experience gets tight when he cries.
Can you talk to me, my love?
Fuck, Wei Ying says, again, which isn't a no, but also isn't helpful. Fuck, Lan Zhan.
He takes a ragged inhale and punches Lan Zhan in the ribs, with about as much actual force as when Sui Bian taps him on the leg for attention. Lan Zhan debates the meaning of the punch, since Wei Ying seems to not want to actually leave his embrace, and has gotten nowhere when Wei Ying continues,
Who gave you the right to tell me shit I didn't realize about myself?
Lan Zhan pauses, not sure if Wei Ying expects an answer, and tries,
You did?
Fuck off.
Wei Ying sniffles into his neck, wrapping his arms around Lan Zhan's shoulders.
I'm supposed to have revelations about my greatest fears in my therapist's office. Not while I have my boyfriend's hand on my fucking dick. What am I supposed to tell my therapist, Lan-chan?
Lan-chan relaxes, huffs a chuckle into Wei-ying's hair, and drags his fingernails slowly up and down his back. Okay. This is okay.
In fairness, he says, the first time you topped me, I had a similar revelation.
He kisses his temple.
I believe I was useless and weepy for the rest of the day.
Shut up, Wei-ying grumbles. How dare you? You're not allowed to make good points while I'm emotionally fragile, Lan-chan.
I will keep that in mind for the future,
Lan-chan tells him, squeezing until Wei-ying squeaks in protest and wiggles. That's more like it. Lan-chan keeps him trapped like that, kisses his hair, and allows them both to relax.
I know that this may be futile, but I want to say it out loud.
Shit,
Wei-ying says, expectantly, and he tenses, like he's bracing for impact. Okay, hit me.
Lan-chan loves him so much.
You do not need to worry that I will get sick of you, or start finding you annoying, he says, swearing a vow with the words. I love every part of you, even the bad parts.
He finds Wei-ying's chin and tips him up so he can kiss him softly.
Especially the bad parts.
Why, though?
Wei-ying asks, like it's a real question. Lan-chan considers that.
Because you trust me enough to show me the bad parts, he decides, pressing their foreheads together. Because you love my bad parts, too.
Oh,
Wei-ying breathes, blinking hard.
Fuck. Okay. Fuck.
He scrubs a hand over his face, wiping away the tear tracks, and laughs into his palm.
Just core me like an apple in the middle of a kink scene, why don't you? Holy shit. Feed me something so I stop talking.
I like it when you talk, Lan-chan says, even as he pulls the snacks closer and fetches him an orange slice, already peeled.
Wei-ying eats it from his fingertips obediently, and accepts control of the mug of tea again, taking another sip. Lan-chan's shoulder is still tear-wet, but he doesn't mind. He still remembers crying on Wei-ying for half an hour, the first time Lan-chan subbed. He figures they're probably pretty even in the tear department.
Love it when you do orange slices, Wei-ying says half an orange later,
around a mouthful of red bean stuffed mochi, his voice much steadier. Lan-chan makes an interested noise, and Wei-ying washes down the mochi with a sip of tea and adds, You should get me some Capri Suns, just to really complete the picture. Lan-chan thinks about that. If Wei-ying wants Capri Sun, he will get Capri Sun, but...
I do not understand the reference,
he admits, tempting Wei-ying with a bite-sized piece of date wrapped in prosciutto. Yes, Lan-chan made them himself. Yes, he's aware it is, perhaps, a little overboard for a post-kink snack. No, Lan-chan doesn't care. Wei-ying deserves the best.
Hmm?
Wei-ying says, more a placeholder than an actual question, as he's blissfully chewing with his eyes shut.
Hmm, right. You didn't do kids' sports, he says, after he's swallowed,
looking longingly at another piece of date, which Lan-chan, of course, retrieves.
After we ran around for an hour like little hooligans, and maybe accidentally achieved an sport in the process, someone's mom always brought snacks.
he explains, tongue still sounding a little thick in his mouth. Orange slices in Capri Sun was a classic. Wei Ying air bites at the date, morosely, and Lan Zhan feeds it to him as a thank you for the explanation. "So it feels like a reward, you know?" he finishes, tipping his head into Lan Zhan's shoulder. "Feels like I did good."
"You did," Lan Zhan assures him, finding another orange slice by touch, and pressing it between Wei Ying's lips, letting him lick the tips of his fingers. "You did so well, sweetheart."
"No, you," Wei Ying says, trying to take a sip of tea, finding the cup empty, and pouting at Lan Zhan until he refills it. He shoves his face in the steam, inhaling ginseng, peeks up through his lashes, and asks,
"So, you were into the video, huh?"
Lan Zhan agrees, ears flushing. He eats a slice of orange to buy time, arranges his words carefully, and says,
"I believe I have mild exhibitionist tendencies, and they are served by appearing anonymously in your work."
I see, Wei Ying says, stroking an imaginary beard. "Does this mean you want to do it again?" Lan Zhan says, again, unaccountably embarrassed about it, now that he's not currently engaged in dirty talk.
"I was thinking perhaps we could do some jerk-off instruction videos," he offers, shyly, drawing little patterns on Wei Ying's bicep with his finger instead of meeting his eyes.
"Holy shit," Wei Ying says, taking a deep, delighted breath. "Fuck. Damn, baby, you're a genius. We should totally do those. Your voice is so hot. These are gonna be great." He tenses, as though he's planning to get out of bed and start working on them right that moment. So Lan Zhan kisses him as a distraction.
"Later," he says, against Wei Ying's mouth. "We're not done with the aftercare yet." Another kiss. "Be good."
Wei Ying melts instantly, curling back up into Lan Zhan's lap. "Okay, Gaga," he says. "All be good." He drinks a little more tea and shuts his eyes, basking in Lan Zhan's warmth, exactly the way Lan Zhan always wants him to. "Hey," he asks, hesitantly, dragging his teeth over his lower lip, not opening his eyes. "Is it okay? Do you mind if I stay subby for the rest of the day?" He cracks one eyelid and peeks up at Lan Zhan, blushing. "You made me have a lot of feelings, and now I'm tired and don't want to have to make decisions or think or be a person." Lan Zhan tries not to let it show exactly how much he would like that, because he knows neither of them would actually be into lifestyle kink, and he doesn't need to reopen that discussion. Having the responsibility of two people's worth of daily decisions is exactly what Lan Zhan's anxiety would not enjoy, thank you.
"Am I allowed to ask you to make choices between two options, should the need arise?" he asks, instead, which is a reasonable clarifying question.
"That works," Wei Ying says, and then lifts his hand and holds it there until Lan Zhan shakes it, like this is a business meeting. "Agreement reached," Wei Ying says, solemnly.
"I will now cease all person-based activities. You may resume person-based requests tomorrow." "I will keep that in mind," Lan Zhan says, just as solemnly, and seals it with a kiss. "We should get you into the shower."
"Yes, Dianqia," Wei Ying says, playfully, and feeds Lan Zhan an orange slice. True to his word, Wei Ying stays pliant for the rest of the afternoon,
while Lanjian bullies him gently into the shower, and then rubs arnica on the light bruising on his inner thighs.
Yep, that'll be the anemia, Wei Ying says, dreamily.
My thighs are so delicate, Dianxia. They bruise like peaches. Sexy peaches.
And then bullies him into pajamas, and then deposits him on the couch with the rabbits, while Lanjian cleans up and gets dinner started. He's doing a soup with a long braising time, with beef bones and aromatics as the base for the broth. So when the pot is simmering and ready to spend approximately 2 hours continuing to simmer, he settles down next to Wei Ying on the couch. Wei Ying needs very little coaxing to lay down with his head in Lanjian's lap, and Lanjian pets his hair and checks his phone for the first time since that morning. From Ni Huaisong.
Okay, so, Lanjian, my friend, my buddy, my boyo, let me know when you have a sec to have a quick convo about a thing. No pressure.
To Ni Huaisong. I am currently free. What did you wish to discuss?
Cool. First off, you know Wei Ying brags to me about your dick, like, all the time, yeah?
Not for the first time. Lanjian wonders exactly how much detail Wei Ying goes into when he talks to Ni Huaisong about their sex life. Not for the first time, he decides he's better off not knowing.
I am aware.
Great. And then you also know I subbed his OnlyFans?
Lanjian, presumably, should have seen this coming. His ears heat, embarrassment prickling down his spine. Of course Ni Huaisong subscribes to Wei Ying's OnlyFans, and of course they actually watch what he posts. He'd somewhat forgotten that, or at least, forgotten that it might end up involving him.
I am aware of that as well, though I will confess it slipped my mind.
Great, sorry. So, like, boundaries question. Do you want me to pretend like I never saw what I saw? Not that I saw anything, per se. You know what I mean.
Lanjian considers that, realizes he's left Ni Huaisong on red, and quickly texts back a, "Thank you for asking. Allow me a moment to think, please." He sets down his phone and pets Wei Ying, and then, when Sui Bian squeezes close on his other side, pets Sui Bian and Wei Ying at the same time. He and Ni Huaisong have already had more intimate conversations than he's had with anyone other than Wei Ying, and that was comfortable enough. Ni Huaisong apparently knows some level of detail about his dick, and the things Lanjian does with it, and they've never used that knowledge inappropriately. Ni Huaisong has made him lingerie. Lanjian makes his decision, pats Sui Bian one more time, and picks up his phone.
To Ni Huaisong. You do not need to pretend.
Lanjian thinks about leaving it there, but it seems somehow dishonest, so he adds,
It is likely this will not be the last time I participate.
Oh, I see.
Eyes emoji times three. Your girlfriend has corrupted you, I see. It was a consensual corruption, I assure you.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so if you were Wei Ying, I'd have more to say about this, but I don't want to be weird. I know you're not as openly slutty as he is, which I say with love, or in chart emoji times three, slut pride.
Prude solidarity, raised fist emoji.
Cry laughing emoji, skull emoji, ghost emoji. Holy fuck, Lan John. Secret funny strikes again.
Lan John scritches behind Wei Ying's ear, who makes a happy, sleepy sound, burrowing his face into Lan John's thigh. While he does that, he thinks about the idea of talking about this in more detail. He finds it's not as embarrassing or terrifying as he might have thought. When he imagines it, he just imagines Ni Huaisong's smiling face across the table at the cafe, probably with a flake of croissant on their cheek, because Lan Zhan's imagination is very detail-oriented. There's nothing dangerous about that.
What would you say if I were Wei Ying? Oh, my dude. Buddy. You are not ready for that. Please trust me on this. I'll give you the mild version if you really want. Your consideration is noted. I am interested in what you have to say.
KK. Extra mild version. White people menu version. You and Wei Ying are clearly very good for and with each other, and I'm glad you're dating. He looked like he was having a grat time. A plus, 10 out of 10, good work. Too spicy?
That was appropriately spicy. Thank you. It was enjoyable for both of us.
Looking forward to your continued sexy collaborations.
You abbreviate your, but fully spell out, collaborations.
It's called fashion, sweaty. Look it up.
You and I both know that is not true.
Yeah, but I'll never admit it.
Who are you texting? Wei Ying asks, half muffled in Bi Chen's fur.
Is Lan Huan chatty tonight?
Ni Huaisong, Lan Zhan says, setting his phone down and freeing both hands for his continued boyfriend-petting agenda. They enjoyed our video and wanted to know how to appropriately express that to me.
Hmm?
Wei Ying rolls half onto his back and squints up at Lan Zhan with one eye. How spicy?
White people menu mild, Lan Zhan admits. They say they're very happy for us, and look forward to our continued work.
Hmm. Wei Ying shuts his eyes and considers that. I bet they texted me, like, 17 sweat emojis and 15 of that little hot guy sticking his tongue out.
No eggplants?
Huaisong finds the eggplant emoji to be uncreative and reductive, Wei Ying says, putting on an offended air. I'm an artist, Ai Ying. You can't expect me to align myself with something that base.
But the sweat emoji?
Is gender neutral and contains multitudes of horny explanations, Wei Ying says, still in the Ni Huaisong impression.
Lan Zhan thinks about that and decides it makes sense. He pets under Wei Ying's jaw, trailing a finger back and forth, watching fondly as Wei Ying's face goes soft and sleepy again, and then taps his nose.
I would like to knit, my love, so I need you to face the other end of the couch.
You can't knit with me here, Dianjia?
Wei Ying opens one eye to glare up at him.
Sounds fake.
I could, Lan Zhan allows. But you would end up with yarn trailing across your face, and then you'd try to bite it, because deep down, you are a cat.
Wei Ying opens his mouth to argue. Lan Zhan scratches behind his ear, and Wei Ying immediately shuts his mouth into a kitten smile, eyes going dreamy. Lan Zhan stills his hand, trying to keep his amusement tamped down. And a moment later, Wei Ying glares at him again.
I was going to argue, he grumbles, pushing himself reluctantly upright. to Bi Chen's disgust. But you just proved your point. He wiggles around until he can drape his feet in Lan Zhan's lap and lay against the arm of the couch, sprawling out with his whole body, like one of the photos of egg tart Jin Zishuan likes to send. Cat. Are you up for more Nirvana and fire? Lan Zhan asks, retrieving his knitting from the coffee table. Or would you prefer a rerun of Great British Bake Off, so you don't have to think? No thinking, please, Wei Ying says, trying to tempt Bi Chen to nap on his chest. This is an undertaking that lasts all through Lan Zhan queuing up the show and arranging his knitting, and Wei Ying looks up from his monumental bunny-snuggling accomplishment and zeroes in on the red yarn in Lan Zhan's hands. He goes bashful immediately, peeking up at Lan Zhan around Bi Chen.
Is that for me, Dianqia?
It is, Lan Zhan confirms. He's knitting the fingerless gloves. Right now, it mostly just looks like a mess, so he thinks the actual surprise will be maintained. But also he wants Wei Ying to be able to wear them as soon as possible. If he knits them at home, during the main knitting time he has available, then they'll be done quicker. Sacrificing the element of surprise was a worthwhile trade. Would you like to know what it is? Wei Ying chews his lip thoughtfully.
No, he decides after a moment. I can wait until you're ready to give it to me.
I thought I'd made it extremely clear that I am always ready to give it to you, Lan Zhan says, deadpan. And when Wei Ying gets the joke, he laughs so hard, he scares Bi Chen off the couch.